Unique New York. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
She sells
on the seashore. Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
I'm Cynthia Kiss. Mwah.
How are you?
Oh my God, I'm winded. I just had to check my router downstairs. So I just climbed up and down a flight of stairs, humble brag. I have stairs in my squalor. So I just was doing that. But then otherwise, I'm good. I've been crafting a little bit more, getting ready for a look for a brand deal, another humble flex on this fine day. But yeah, just overall, just like living life, still doing some of that corporate contract work. So sometimes in the week I go in and I just like make my smoothie in the morning. I've been so consistent with smoothies every single day.
It's my life. You know me.
Every single day I've gone into the office, I've had a smoothie. Sometimes the color is beautiful, like a red. I just hit my cords. Sometimes the color is beautiful. Sometimes it looks like vomit. But every time it tastes like bananas and fruit. And I have a great day typing my little keyboard, measuring my little samples, and just being a little office fashion girly. But I miss drag. And that's why watching season 4 is so fabulous. So it's a good balance in life. How the fuck are you, Juicebox?
I'm good. I just finished my my fitness instructor course this weekend. So that was super fun.
Applause sound effect for you.
Applause sound. Wait. Thank you. So I finished that. I still have to do my exam, so I'm not certified yet, but it was fun. It was a really good time. I got to meet a lot of really cool people. I got to teach a class, which was super fun.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Can you do your intro for us? Can you do, hi everyone, my name is...
Oh, can I tell you? No, I don't remember my exact intro, but I had to do like a test intro and I thought was really funny. And what was it? I had to say... Hey guys, my name is Joe. I have to say Joe, not Juice, but hey guys, my name is Joe. I'm going to be your weightlifting coach today. Today we are going to be working on our arms. So if everybody could show me where the beach is, and I had everybody on the class flexory.
Oh my God. If I was in that class, I'd be so excited.
Right? That sounds fun. So
yeah.
Yeah. So I had a lot of fun. I got to meet one girl. Her name was Frenyelle. So it's like Danielle, but with an FR at the beginning of it. Frenyelle.
Oh my God. What is with this rebranding of traditional names? It's like on Selling Sunset, Amanza.
Amanza. Yes, a Frenyelle. I got to meet her. And she wants to be a kickboxing coach.
Frenyelle.
So I got to do a kickboxing class with her. And everyone came up to me after and they went, I think you need to like unpack a lot of things because you are so into that. And like just really aggressively hitting. And I was just like, that was the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. Have you ever done kickboxing?
No, I actually haven't. Like, were you getting out like trauma? You're just were like going
it was
through
like,
the feels.
Punch, punch, hook, hook, like kneeing somebody in the face. And I was just like, oh, I love this. So I was
hey.
Like, I know. So I might go to a few kickboxing classes. They were so fun.
I can see that for you.
Right? And then I could be your noble
A little bit
defender.
Of pent-up rage. Just got to get it out in a fitness class.
I know. It's like violence isn't the answer. And then there's me like, bah, da, 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 da.
But kickboxing is the solution.
This is what I'm saying.
Very fun. Solution. Okay, so when did you do that? That was earlier in the week?
That was this weekend. It was like, we all got to like teach our own classes and that was hers.
Fun. What did you teach?
I taught weightlifting.
Slay.
Yeah, of course.
How much can you press now? Is that the word? How much can you press?
Like, what kind of press are we talking?
The heaviest of the heaviest and what form that looks like. I want to know the most you can lift and how you do it, like on your back.
I can deadlift, like right now my max deadlift is probably like 270 maybe.
Whoa, that's like a person. That's like a big person. You could
that's
really
a
save a life yeah. with those skills.
Well, I mean, carrying a person is different than carrying a barbell.
Right, because they're floppy and, like, awkward,
it's uneven
right?
weight, right? So, like, a 200-pound person would probably be harder to pick up than, like, a 200-pound barbell. But I, and then, like, my bench press is pretty weak. It's only, like, I think 165.
Okay.
And
that's
then,
still
like,
really good.
Yeah, strict press, like, that's, like, standing. I could probably do 95 pounds. And then back squat, I'm at 220.
I love that.
So what I'm saying is my legs are absolutely gigantic. And everything above my waist is like a noodle.
That works for drag. You're pear-shaped. Booty, 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 booty.
Booty, booty, booty.
See, semi-qualified queens. All things drag. That includes weightlifting because of juice
I box. Mean,
you're opening the doors. You're opening the doors.
I'm just like Elle of a Day and Fitty, which you can log into now. That's Elle of a Day's app, Fitty.
Beautiful plug.
Beautiful plug. I would like to be paid for that, Ella, if you're listening. She's not listening, but...
her Wi-Fi one day.
Oh my God. Yeah, her Wi-Fi was so bad. Anyone from the UK that we work with, they're always like, oh, sorry, my Wi-Fi shit. I'm like, what's going on over there? Like, it's
I mean, I can't throw stones from glass houses. I have shit.
Yours
Wi-Fi
is garbage.
Too. Mine's garbage too. I don't know what it is. We don't all have our Twitch stream set up like you.
Listen, bitch, next time I'm in Vancouver, I'm breaking into your house and giving you a direct line to the internet, just stabbing it into your computer.
Oh, I would love that. I would, if you could help me out, like, figure out how to actually pull this off.
I could probably do it.
I don't really know. I'm going to take you up on that. But should we dive into episode 2 of Canada's Drag Race season 4?
Yes. So we are on season 4 of Canada's Drag Race. We are starting episode 2. Nobody went home last week. You dumb bitches.
I'm so sorry.
Me, Beth, and Halal sitting there waiting for someone to come in. And nobody comes.
Luna even rubbed it in being like, no one... Like, they've never done this before on Canada's Drag Race.
Oh, that was a good Luna.
I know. I was practicing today. She has, like, a very, like, quick way of talking. And it's very, like, this. And it kind of reminds me of Naomi Campbell. And I love
it. It's kind of like... It's, like, British, but not British. But, like... Mm-hmm.
It's, like, punctuated. But she rubbed it in. She rubbed it in. There was no one who went home last week. So there's no one in the pork chop lounge.
Yeah. So we're just... I'm lonely. So... But hopefully somebody goes home tonight. Well, somebody does go home tonight. But...
In fact, they do. In fact, we'll be chatting with them at the end of this episode.
We will. We have an exclusive interview with the eliminated queen at the end of this episode. No spoilers yet. But, you know, we will have an exclusive interview with who gets sent home and joins me in the pork chop lounge. But yeah.
Then we have Brooklyn come into the workroom. What did we think of the denim two-piece with the yellow croc?
Do you know, there's some winners and there's some losers. Uh-huh. And, you know, I love a croc.
Me too.
But I thought she looked fine.
Yeah. It was cute.
It was cute. Last week, I liked her outfit way better with, like, she was showing a lot more skin and it was a little bit more fun.
Well, it was the season opening. She wanted to kind of, you know, pull a look. But yeah, she said comfy footwear. But she also did let the girls know what the challenge was going to be for this week. And it's a maxi that is an acting challenge. And I've just got to say, I was kind of jealous. I was kind of obsessed with the concept of QVC.
Yeah. And a 4-minute improv with, like, trying to sell something, I think would be, I don't want to say easier because, like, you never know with, like, the pressure, but, like, it's kind of not a super, super, super difficult challenge for episode 2.
Oh, it's awesome. The only, I think it's actually, it's yes and we'll dive in the end of the episode or when we go over the actual performances. I think it was the teamwork that became the ultimate challenge because in your mind, improv means one thing. And then in Luna's mind, and then in Cece's mind, like, it's almost like they didn't have time to workshop together. So I felt the banter was kind of funny. But overall, as a challenge, you're right. It's like, here's product, sell product, inject joke here, and then do it on the fly. Like, I feel like you and I could slay.
Oh, we would slay.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. If they handed me the shade blockers.
Yeah.
Babe, you and I would have annihilated that.
So good segue. There's 4 products that the queens have to group up and sell. We've got the shade blockers, hilarious. The tip tits, amazing. Mm-hmm. The party poncho, I was so about that one. And then the fierce flats. I also liked that one as a category. I thought these were really great. Shout out to the prop department and challenge team on this episode. I feel like this is a strong challenge.
It's a strong challenge, but you could tell there is a grenade, which is the party poncho. That one's hard.
Yeah, the party poncho would have thrown me. Like, I feel as though that's all about the reveal. Like, then should have been, like, a funny gag underneath the party poncho. Like, that's where you can say, like, forget to put on clothes. Like, and then, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, somehow
that
would have
been minute one for me. Like, minute one. You've got to get the reveal out of the way. And then it's, like, 2.5 minutes of reveals, you know?
Exactly. Like, do you want to confiscate, you know, certain, like... contraband or like whatever, like, you know what I mean? It could be more and more like insane things under the poncho. I feel like that's how I would have made that hilarious.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. More stuff. And. Under.
More stuff.
The poncho.
Yes,
and. So you would have wanted the tip tits?
No, bitch. I want those fierce flats.
Fierce flats. Okay.
Fierce flats. Oh, the fierce flats. Yeah. I feel like I don't want to say that they had an easy kitten. So let's get to the teams before we get to that.
Yeah.
So the teams were Venus, Girlfriend, and Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
Mira, Amy, and Luna. Cece, Kiki, and Denim.
Mm-hmm.
And Kitten and Mira. Nope. Kitten and
Melinda. Melinda. Yeah.
Melinda.
Melinda. I felt bad for our girl, Nira. She got snubbed.
Yeah.
She thought it was Pretty Girls Corner. She was like, I'll do it with you too. Oh. Gone. Snubbed.
Yeah, that would feel bad. Like, I would feel like shit if that happened.
Yeah, it's just tricky in those moments. It's so funny now in Drag Race when they say, you'll be doing this in groups. Pick them now. And they just run away. Don't you remember at one point there used to have like a challenge or a way in which like the groups were kind of formed? Like there'd be a mini. I feel like now
they've always kind of had that like gym class feeling to it.
I disagree. I think there's been times in the past where it's been somehow sanctioned for them. So it's almost like, oh, I end up with this person. I find lately it's very just like, go, go. And then the host runs away and they have to like haphazardly do it. So it doesn't, I feel
the classic way is you were the bottom two last week and you were the top last week. So you're the team captains. And
exactly.
You pick. And then there's always the one or two left that are like, meh, I'm left because I was in the bottom last week kind of thing. You know?
And then they say to the team captain, you were the team captain. How did that happen? Like you let this happen to your group, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's the kiss of death. Kiss of death, babe. Kiss of death.
Seriously. So it's interesting to see that they're kind of just formatting it as like, okay, pick amongst yourselves. It starts to feel very high school or like playground schoolyard. It's just like, okay, who are the cliques? Mm-hmm. Who's going to want to go together? So yeah, I feel bad for Nira, but she ends up, I feel like there's a funny chemistry in that group. She didn't want to be there. They didn't want her to be there. And then, so it's hard to
Which is funny because I haven't seen them connect with Aurora yet.
Maybe it's happening behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, it was maybe strategy. Like Venus and Girlfriend just said, we want like to switch this up. We don't want to just stick to our corner. Because like sometimes that's conscious too. Like I remember on set, there were points like I know I picked Kendall for one challenge. But for the most part, we really wanted to make sure we weren't actually doing everything together as a clique to try to like socialize with the cast. I don't know how the cast feels about that, but personally, like that was something I was mindful of because on a personal note, I just wanted to meet more of the cast. And sometimes those challenges, it's like a really vulnerable, intense moment where you get to kind of go through something with someone. So I made sure to switch it up.
I love that.
Yeah.
So the girls get ready and they go to do the actual challenge. So they're in their like QVC outfits. They go to sell these things. We start out with group number one, which is Cece, Kiki, and Denim. And it is dog shit. It's awful. It's awful.
I think it was hard because they were the first group to go. So they didn't really get time to kind of mentally prepare, but it was a car crash.
It was really bad.
That'll do, that'll don't. Like it just wasn't enough. It just was not enough.
It didn't feel like because with like an improv like skit, you have a soft skeleton, right, that you're going to kind of follow. But like, say if halfway through that act, like Kiki would have been like, this brought my, what did they have? The shade blockers. This made me be able to see my dead relatives. Everyone has to be like, oh, your dead relatives. And then you move on like that. Like it's all about just like creating that thing. And it just kind of felt like they were all doing a different skit. And some of them just like gave up. And it was like, babe, like got to roll with the punches.
But then no one had any yes ending happening. There was no jumping in. There was no development of the story. So Cece's mm-hmm. kind of goofy voice kind of took over the set. And then everyone just started saying, that'll do. That'll do. It was
so strange. They needed a leader.
They needed a leader, an alpha energy just to help steer that ship. Now, from an audience perspective, watching reality TV, I loved it because it's like, it's just cringe. It's so funny. Like, I watched it this morning and I was like, oh my God, so funny. Are you kidding me? I like woke up. I had my coffee with a side of cringe. It was so funny.
Coffee with a side of cringe. I was so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. But that's like, part of it.
Yeah.
What did you think? Cringe. What did we think of group two? So that was
Kitten and Melinda.
Yes.
Knocked it out of the park.
Knocked it out of the park. Okay, I'm gonna say it. I'm a Kit and Caboodle stan.
Oh, if I wasn't already, mm-hmm. I am now. Like I've always really loved Kitten, you know, but this made me just like, oh, work, bitch. Like mm-hmm. she was great. She was the best one out of the whole group.
Mm-hmm. The whole mm-hmm. episode, like she absolutely killed it. I felt like she understood the assignment of featuring the product, highlighting the product, but making it fucking funny. Where are the jokes,
ladies? Where are the jokes?
Where are the jokes? She had them. So she was structured. She was planful. Mm-hmm. Really great partner. This is an alpha energy. Like when we were talking about the other group needing someone to help steer the ship, mm-hmm. it was Kitten all the way. Funny enough, there was only two queens in that group. Do you think there's an advantage to having less people on stage? Because I noticed a lot of people talking over one another, which creates chaos on stage.
I think they had an advantage. I also think because they both were a little bit more, I think because they both come from a similar
decade,
they're not
being
in a similar
born.
Age group, but they were like, because they're older queens, like Melinda isn't old by any means, but because they're older queens, I feel like they were able to kind of like respect each other's time in mm-hmm. speaking, when I feel like younger people just want to kind of talk over each other all the time to get their moment in the sun. But they were kind of like, they were able to take their time. They were able to allow the other to speak and make jokes and yes.
No, it was so good. It was the treat of the episode just to watch them kill it in that challenge, because three's company on that stage. There were points where there would be awkward pauses in each team, and then two people would jump in with polar opposite suggestions. But we have to get to group three, girlfriend experience, Venus and Aurora. What did we think?
So I thought Venus was great.
Yes.
I thought Aurora was great. I didn't like the way they laid it out, because it felt like it was very heavy with them in the beginning, and it just
girlfriend was saying nothing.
She's didn't saying nothing. But she wasn't in the script at the beginning. Yeah. She was like the special guest. So then when it came to her time, she only had that small moment to really shine. Mm-hmm. She didn't have that ability to really banter. So, and then she just kind of, you know, obviously flopped a bit.
Yeah, it was unfortunate to see girlfriend break and then not get it back together. Like, it's one thing to kind of snicker for a second. Like, I love an SNL break. Like, I think they're fun when there's mm-hmm. the stakes are high. It's like, but then you ultimately do have to keep trying to make it happen. I feel like she just kind of stopped. Like the train left the station.
Train left the station. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
I felt bad, you know, like I wanted her to do really good and I wanted her to succeed in it, because there's something about her that makes you want to root for her.
Absolutely.
But it was just, because it's not like she was bad. It's just, there mm-hmm. wasn't anything there. It's just, she didn't come through with the line. She was giggling too much.
But brownie points to Venus for turning that around.
Carried.
She literally looked at this moment in their 4 minutes and said to herself, okay, well, we have to keep going. We have to demonstrate mm-hmm. the actual product. So huge kudos to Venus. I felt like she brought that, I don't know, that great energy, the host energy.
Well, that's what that's what Cece, Kiki, and Denim needed. They needed that alpha. They needed someone like Venus. They needed someone like Kitten, someone who knew how to control the scene and control it. right? Because I feel like if they didn't have, I feel like Aurora would have done it and stepped up. But if they, if girlfriend was in the scene with anybody else, I feel like it would have been absolute chaos.
And I just want to give props where props are due. I feel like Venus had the best hair. Like, it was so
shopping the channel. Best hair.
Swooped hair. Yeah. I have to find out who made that because it's insane. I want one
it
so
was
badly.
It was very like Southern Karen mom. Like, it was perfect.
Yeah, she gave it a character. She made it funny. So I thought she did a really good job. And Aurora, I think Aurora was the perfect blend of like keeping the script going and getting her beats in as far as like the product. I feel like she's a smart cookie. Aurora's like can like, I don't know, take on that challenge about kind of the facts, if you will. So she did a good job.
She did a great job. Yeah, great job. What did you think of Neera, Amy, and Luna?
It just, okay, the whole, like, you know how we were talking at the top of the episode about the poncho? We could hide things in the poncho. Like, you do have to structure your comedy around the challenge of the product for this. Like, it's the shopping channel. You, like, I don't know, take a page from Kitten's book here, ladies. Because what was happening on that stage was just pure chaos. Yeah. And Luna, if you're listening, I know sometimes in life you're waiting for your prompt, you're waiting for your line because you are an actress and you're waiting for it.
Because you are an actress. Because you are a professional. You are an actress.
We're on Luna time. But if it never happens, for Christ's sake, you got to jump in because this is a competition and you cannot say fabulous that many times in a row. Like, I love her. But it was just, it was hard to watch because I understand her point. I do get it.
Because you are an actress.
Yes.
You are a professional.
I knew something was going on. I was like, no way in hot hell she would just stare at those other two. She's clearly, something's going on. You could feel the chaos kind of radiating off of Amy. And then poor Neera is just in her own little world trying to do the best she can.
Yeah.
It was all over the place.
It was three different scenes. There was people, Amy was doing one, Neera was doing the other, and Luna was just waiting for hers to start.
And it never did.
And it never started.
Yeah. Never, ever, ever.
That was so funny.
I felt so bad. But I was like,
you are an actress?
Because she just always has that polish to her. She is a regal girl. They clock it on the main stage, but... This competition is scrappy. This competition is a little rough around the edges. And we've both been in the Thunderdome. Sometimes you aren't going to get that, you know, places perfectly say your line. Because in an improv challenge, that's the actual, I don't know. That's
it's almost like she should have created her own cue, you know. Yes. She should have jumped in and created her cue. You know,
100%. You might be wondering. And then you just like... jump right in. Like, no one asked you, no one was wondering, Luna, but you have to, like, you know,
prompt one of your castmates, like, do you maybe think that we should talk about this? And they'd be like, of course, if they were good at improv, you know.
No, totally. So, but overall, really fun challenge. I feel like 4 minutes can fly by if you've got a structure, you have enough beats, but man, oh man, does it feel long if it's improv and they don't know what they're doing.
4 minutes is a long time.
That'll do.
That'll do, pig. I kept saying that to myself this morning. That'll do, pig.
Should she make merch? Would you buy a that'll do top from CC Superstar?
No, but I would share it on my story for other people to buy.
You know what, CC? Show me the graphic. If it's a strong graphic, I might rock that.
I just don't rock a lot of drag queen merch, but.
Oh my god, hater.
Unless it's Kendall Gender and Cynthia Kiss, which I have closets full of
their things. You look amazing in Cynthia Kiss merch. You look adorable.
I have so much Cynthia Kiss merch. You too.
We were in LA and I looked over and she had my bucket hat on. She had my hoodie on.
I was like, I'm a poster.
I just need to drop a backpack and she's good to go. The trifecta.
I know. I feel like Kendall was a little jealous because I have a Kendall sweater and she was like, well, take a shirt. And I went, Kendall, I have enough. I have enough drag queen merch. She's like, but come on. Like, you know you want mine. I was like, oh my God.
You look down. You're somehow in it.
It's on me. It fits perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
You're in a QVC challenge. Sell the drag queen merch. Oh, exactly. Goodness. But yeah, overall, really fun challenge this week. I'm so jealous they got to do this.
It's a great one.
I feel like improv is the best way to do an acting challenge because you don't have any lines to forget. It's like,
yes,
you and just get to fun. Show. It's fun, and you just get to show your wheelhouse of comedy. Like, I understand Kit and Caboodle that much more now. What kind of jokes she'll tell, how she's intelligent. Improv, you get to experience that as an audience in real time with the performer. So it's really fun. I liked this challenge. I feel like this is one of the stronger challenges I've seen from CDR in a while. So props. Yeah. And they made a set, which was really nice. They didn't just use the workroom.
Yes.
I feel like that happens a lot on this season. Yes. So it was nice to see a whole set made for it. So it's fabulous.
I feel like the budget on this season is quite good.
Yeah.
I just have a thought, you know?
They took some time. They made sure it like looks polished. So those were that was the maxi. Super fun.
Mm-hmm. Super fun. We have some cute little, we have some nice mirror chats. We get to talk a lot about like trans experiences again, about using AFAB and AMAB for trans people and how that can affect some people and affect some trans people. Denim brings that up quite a bit. We also, there was another conversation that happened.
Well, Kitten,
I don't remember it.
Kitten was kind of talking about like the history of drag, and then she used the term bio queen, and then the girlfriend experience did a similar thing as Denim and kind of corrected their thoughts and feelings with that term bio queen, like on the West Coast.
Oh, and how you guys call them hyper queens.
Hyper queens. So I think overall,
do you know what I call them?
What?
Drag queens.
There's that.
I don't like to other performers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Drag artist.
Drag artist.
Yep. Because some people are queens. Like, you know, it's important.
Some people are queens. Some people are things. Some people are kings.
Exactly. Like two, exactly. You know. But I thought, if for nothing else, again, a great example of different gaps as far as like how people want to be represented and just chatting that out. And, you know, just figuring it out and then hopefully going forward, just respecting everyone's wishes because that's all we're trying to do. So I thought it was fabulous.
And you know what? At the end of the day, we all smell like vinegar in the dressing room, you know?
Oh, vinegar. What a particular choice of scent that you're not wrong. Oh, that resonates.
Not wrong. I'm not
wrong. Ew, you are right. Vinegar and like nachos.
It's like a vinegary, cheesy smell in a dressing room.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh my goodness.
I'm not wrong. It's like, and I wash my drag, but no matter what, someone in that dressing room is going to smell like that.
Exactly. You will find the bottle of vinegar.
Somebody is going to smell like it. And you just got to hope to God that that's not the girl changing right next to you. You know,
she may be a bio queen, a hyper queen, AFAB. She smells like vinegar.
She may just be a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, that's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. Oh,
she's a raging bitch. Speaking of bitches, we're going to go to the main stage.
Ew.
Ew.
Okay, we are on the main stage. Holy shit. What is it about this look on Brooklyn that I'm obsessed with? I think it's so fun. Is it the hair swoop covering the eye?
I love the hair swoop covering the eye. I love. I think that it is absolutely camp that it is a hard-fronted hair swoop.
Yes.
Do you notice it's just that hard front? It does not blend into her head at all. It looks like it's bloop glued on.
It wouldn't work if she didn't have the cape, like the head.
The fact
hood,
that she had the cape, the hood, made it like kind of like it's, it felt very pop art to me.
Yes, I really liked it though. I thought it was a striking color. I thought it was a striking. She looked like a cartoon, like the way
the
it was
big
all
jewels.
Yes.
It almost looked, she looked like a fashion drawing come to life.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I loved it.
Fashion illustration. You know, when I love calling Venus that. She looks amazing. The rest of the judges look super duper cute. I'm loving Brad's suit. I'm loving Tracy's blazer. And we are blessed with the presence of our guest judge for the week being Raja O'Hara. Oh my God. She's there.
Who's out of drag, and I still don't like that. I still wish that the drag artist could be in drag.
I know. I think that's so true. I didn't run through my head, but yeah, I completely agree. It's time for everyone to like turn a look.
Yeah, I want to see what Raja would have worn like on the main stage, like turned it out. Like she would have looked incredible. Something beautiful and purple, you know.
Do you think that's Brooklyn's decision?
It might be.
Oh my God. Like just being like, I'm the only girl up here.
It might be.
Only Girl by Rihanna.
I'm not going to yuck her yum if that's her decision. I'm just saying that I would prefer if the queens were in drag.
That's wild. I didn't even think about that. Like maybe, oh, interesting. I wonder who that's coming from.
I don't know. What if it might be one of the producers who's just like, no, we don't want anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Right? To focus on one queen, give it that like RuPaul effect. Is it coming from Brookie Cookie? Oh my God.
We don't know.
We may never know, SQ Cuties.
We may never know. Next time we have an interview with Brooke, we're like, so Brooke.
Do you limit the queens from being queens when they guest judge on the show?
Do you take their makeup and burn it in front of them?
Do you dim the queen's shine?
Oh my God. Not that. But speaking of shine, the outfits today, and you know I'm going to ask you, we are doing a runway of all gemstones. So you got to tell me.
It would have been like a very, like a pink stone. I would have loved to have done like a very like hot pink stone. So at the moment, my mind's blanking is what the specific color is. What would the official stone color of like hot pink
be? Kitten had it. It was tourmaline.
Tourmaline. Well, it sounds gross, but it looks beautiful.
No, very pink. It's very pink and fun.
Gemology. We got to study more of our gemology, but love this prompt of a runway. Production said you better be sparkly, girls. You better stone those looks.
Right? I would think I would want like either diamond.
Of course.
Or diamond onyx, which is like black.
I would
like
diamond hard.
Onyx. Or like a blue, maybe.
You look great in the blue. I would also fuck with the blue. I think I would turn
myself into a stone though. Like I would make like a prosthetic piece of like stones.
Oh my God. Like Lady Gaga born this way, but like your hairline.
Yeah. But it's like all jewel. Like it's like I am like if you crack my face open, I am the jewel.
Oh, that'd be fun. Makeup artiste, little MUA. SQ Cuties. Do you need to do this for us? Can you do recreations?
I will one day do a full prosthetic face for you. You have to.
It sounds so cool.
I will.
Okay, so let's dive in. Who's first out on the runway?
We have Cece Superstar, who is coming out in Amethyst, in the purple. Mm-hmm. And she decides to not wear a shoe.
This?
Which, you know, that's fine.
Is ridiculous. Cece?
Not wearing a shoe?
I'm so sorry.
I wrote,
the dress looks a little long. It looks like it's dragging. And then apparently you literally weren't wearing shoes. So it would have been the proper hem length. I get it if your feet hurt. Mm-hmm. I get it. But for the one painful day on set, it's forever on camera. And I do not agree with this choice. I just want to know why.
Maybe her shoe broke. Maybe it broke.
Do it like the Victoria's Secret models where a shoe falls off mid-runway and you keep walking. Like you keep it on demi point on the invisible shoe.
No, maybe it broke before she came on stage.
It doesn't.
That's what I'm saying.
If I was barefoot,
that'd be the only reason.
If I, for some reason, couldn't wear shoes, I would still be walking on my demi point, pretending like I had high heels on, because the dress looked too long.
Yeah, it did. It looked too long. It was a pretty dress. I'm not saying it was a bad dress at all. I enjoyed it. I liked the purple hair. I liked the sparkles. Her makeup was very pretty. I liked that it had like that reddy purple aspect to it. But she did have one thing on that you know how I feel. This is a bias, but you know how I feel.
Another Crown Curse Club member.
She had on a crown. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh my God, the cursed crown club. It keeps growing. Will you never learn? Do you not listen to semi-qualified queens?
Should never wear a crown in a pageant. It's bad luck.
It's bad luck. It keeps happening. We keep seeing it.
Anytime someone puts a crown on the stage, I'm like, oh my God, why?
Yeah, you gasp. You gasp.
It's every time I'm like, well, it's going to go. Something's going to go wrong. You know?
She put the crown on. She took the shoes off. Okay. Off. Up next, we have Kiki Ko. And I never have any notes. I love these kind of lettucey, pleated, lightweight pieces that are giving such shape. And did you notice her wig, how it like spirals and then kind of curls back up? And there was a gem dangling in the middle.
Yeah. I want to live inside her brain.
I want to live inside her closet and then run away with all of the pieces.
She's a businesswoman.
Kiki and Go.
If you ask Kiki for any of these runways, she would go, baby, of course.
And she would sell it. I honestly want one. She looks so good. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. I love that. She looked like glamorous lettuce.
Yes. Yes. It was kind of giving salad. The yellow for me, was her color green or was it yellow?
It was green. Emerald. Okay.
So the yellow for me, I almost would have like edited it out. That's say that again. Edited it out.
Edited it. See, I would have went very like one short day in the Emerald City.
Exactly. Go full monotone with the color palette.
Oh, yeah.
Because for a second it was giving like corn husk.
Big knob with, it's got the juice.
It's got the juice.
Sorry. That was corn.
I forgot about that one. When was that?
Yeah, I know.
What year was that?
I don't know, like last year. Next up we have Denim Obsessed. She's doing Moonstone.
Yes.
Which was just so cool. Very, very fun, very artistic. I love that it was just big bubbles of moonstones coming off of her. Even her teeth looked like they were stones. Mm-hmm. It was great. I loved it. No notes on this one. I was obsessed with it.
I like the upper half. The lower half for me, for some reason, I don't know. Call me crazy.
She needed to have that. She needed to have a very like minimal bottom half though, because the top was so heavy.
Yeah. I just, for some reason, I couldn't figure it out. For me. For me.
For me.
For me. Choose me.
You go next.
Okay, we've got Kit and Caboodle, and she loves that mirrored kind of fabric. I feel like it's the same one she put in her piece last week.
We're on week two of it.
Yeah, but you know what? It's it's shiny. It does well on stage. It is obviously a show fabric, and I thought she looked great.
Yeah. I almost wish she changed last week's, because I prefer it in this. Because it makes more sense for this outfit. Like, and then the cat suit and like the pink... Yeah, and last week she just did something completely different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Up next we have Melinda, and choosing cubic zirconia. Do you think...
Bitch.
Why couldn't she just do diamond?
I have a feeling these were pre-selected gems that they had to choose from.
Oh.
Because why in God's name would you pick cubic zirconia?
I think that was her trying to be clever. There's no way production would make you be a fake diamond. That's so shady.
I don't know why she would pick that.
That's like someone then being given gold and then someone being given fool's gold.
You're going to be gold, but you're going to be gold plated. Like, why would you pick cubic zirconia? Why would you pick a man-made crystal that you can buy for $5.99 at Claire's?
Like, I mean, we love it, but at the same time, I don't know. It's just all about branding.
I just don't know why you would pick that. It's like saying, it's like, and I mean this in like, I don't mean this in a mean way, but it's like saying cheap.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Cubic zirconia is not what you think of when you think of like gemstone.
Which is such a shame, because I actually thought the look itself was kind of great.
She looked great. Yeah.
She looked great. I want to know where she got this bodice from. Did she make this whole piece?
I don't know. I don't know. I liked how long the cape was.
Yeah, and I felt like the bodice really, it gave her silhouette. We got a waistline. So overall, I thought she looked great. It was just funny choosing that particular stone, if that was up to her. I feel like that's a choice by the Queen Juice. I don't know if production...
I don't know. I think it's a production choice, but because I don't know who anyone would choose that on their own.
We should ask the girly at the end of the episode.
We'll ask when we eventually, if we do get to talk to Melinda, we'll ask her then.
No, but even the queen from this week, because then she'll know.
Oh, we'll talk about it. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh, shit.
Spoiler!
Anthony, can you cut that? Or can you bleep it?
Okay. Up next, we have Venus. Holy shit. Holy shit, holy shit. I said both at the same time because I was so excited. I loved this.
I love it. Do you know what I'm happy about? I love this look. I love the fact that she has this beautiful hood on, but she had a full matching look under the hood.
She was prepared at all times to lip sync. She still put on a mug.
Yeah.
Huge props to that. I completely agree. Yeah. I was scared for a second when she was talking on the runway. I was like, wait, is there going to just be like an unbeat face under there? But no, she did the damn thing. I loved it.
She did a cool one with like those silver kind of like eyebrows. No, it was great.
really cool. And can we talk about how many stones, thick diamond rhinestones, are on that cat suit? Like thousands.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in person it'll look better. I feel like they kind of got flattened with the TV. Yeah, they looked a little flat on TV with me. I feel like they're more of an in-person shine. You know, right, for me, rhinestones on the main stage, they always look flat. It's not.
Damn.
I know. It's not. Damn, it's Daddy. Not the queen's fault. It's just the fucking TV. You know.
I thought there were enough that it was like high impact. It was giving me Margiela. I totally agreed with Brad with that reference. Obviously, like there's a few seasons ago where they were all about the face coverings, like the morph suit look. Thought it was really cool. I would have kept the cape on the whole time, but impressive that she could like do that showcasing. Like that's hard to do.
Make
those
it into
things.
A shrug.
Yeah, to do that on the runway and make it look smooth. Like you can very
especially when you can't see.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot that can go wrong. So, bravo.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we have the girlfriend experience who had pearls. Mm-hmm. I thought this look was great because last week was a little pared down. And then her other two looks were just her basically naked. So, to have something that was such a fully put together, well thought out head to toe look, I really appreciated, you know? And I thought it was, but it still sat within her brand. It looked naked. But it was a very detailed piece.
Totally. It was like a sculpted bustier to make the illusion of nudity. But it was a beautiful head-to-toe piece. My only thing I'm on the fence about is a white lash.
I'm never a fan.
I just, when they were saying she was looking down a lot, I was like, honey, she could have been looking at you right in the eye. And you would have no idea with that white lash on. She looked at you the whole time. But with a white lash, you can't see. You don't know.
I think she was trying to give a very, like, I just came from the ocean, look down, like, very soft kind of way. And I think she just needs to know that on those runways, you just have to make a lot of eye contact. But you're right. I'm never a big fan of a white lash.
I thought I knew that about you. I was like, I think Jason and I will
agree
about this.
A white brow, a white lash, and a white lip. Jail. Jail, jail, jail. I never want to see them ever.
All at once? Get fucked.
Oh, I have seen queens do that before where they do a white lash, a white brow, and a white lip. And I'm like, you look in fucking sane. You look
it's
crazy.
A color palette. Or
no,
lack thereof.
Crazy.
Lazy.
Crazy, 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 crazy pants. You look crazy. But yeah, for her, it was just the one white lash that I was kind of just like, not a big fan. But everything else was beautiful.
Oh, that made me laugh. Crazy. Okay, up next we have Aurora Matrix. And for some reason, I love the homage to her mother. I always love when people are paying homage to their culture. There just was something about this look that it felt heavy-handed. I think Aurora is a bit petite. So with the certain silhouette and the big, big wig, I felt like it was swallowing her a little bit. That was just my knee-jerk reaction.
I would have taken the robe and burned it at the stake.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the hair. I loved the like linked
hair. The
hair
was cool. I'd keep the hair.
Yeah. That was by Perla in Toronto.
Is Perla doing all her hair this season?
I think she's done quite a bit of it.
Oh, she's so good.
She's very good. So, but I liked the hair a lot. I loved the green makeup. I liked the gold, like the gold leafing on things. But the outfit itself, like I didn't love the stones on the chest. I thought that the robe looked a little cheap. And unnecessary. And I almost wish that if she was going to go full body green with like a cat suit, that there was just a bit more to it.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially because last week she gave us the most, like three of some of the most incredible looks so far.
I know, you've peaked. You've peaked, Aurora. No, I'm just kidding. It's just editing, right? And I think for her, just switching it up, I would have, or maybe taken the coat off like mid runway or something to switch it up. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Or if like the hair was like more of the piece and the hair turned into more of a jade color and was the outfit,
right?
You know, if you're gonna go with such a detailed huge hair, then I think the outfit didn't give it that kind of but the makeup looked great.
Totally. Speaking of great makeup, we have Luna Dubois come out as a tiger. Very different pace. Did not expect to see this with the runway prompt, but I kind of liked it.
I thought it was hilarious. I think it made no sense with gemstones. None. Not a thing, but I think she looked hilarious.
And when prompted about it, she's just like, I know, it didn't really make sense, but I wanted to do it.
And you know what? It's Luna's world, and we are
just living
in it. That's fine. Go off, Duda.
I loved it. On her, yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I don't get it, but like, I'm too scared to ask why.
Mr. Box is so funny because he has no ties to any of this stuff, mm-hmm. but he'll just say whatever he wants. This man walks into the living room as I'm watching this, and he just goes, oh, why is she dressed as a tiger? It's gemstones? Stupid. Walks away. Walks away. I went, oh.
Drag Race brings out the most savage side of a gay person. It's like...
Just rancid, nasty. And he just left. I was like, I think she looks fun and cool. It. He's like, she looks like a tiger. It's stupid. It's supposed to be gemstones. I don't get it. And
leave. Fully stoned, like, though. It's like a fully stoned tiger.
Oh, I loved it. I like the little feet at the bottom with the hair.
It was fun.
Next up, we have Neera, who does Ruby. And with that black kind of Betty Page hair. Ooh, I thought she looked amazing.
Spit curl bang or whatever you'd call that. Like bang. I thought she looked great. And then it had like enough stones on it, wouldn't you say? Or did that also not pop on camera for you?
For Mr. Box. No, this one had enough stones. I felt like it had almost like a vinyl kind of look to it. So it shined better.
It's hard for Venus when it was like diamond on black velvet. Like, you're probably just seeing too much of the black space, where red on red.
And I do not want you to think that I don't think her look sparkled. I am saying the cameras dull it. Her look probably sparkled, but the camera dulls it.
The camera. Am I saying that
camera.
Weird?
Camera. Camera. The camera dulls it, darling. Dulls it.
That fucking camera.
The camera. My champagne is burnt.
But Neera, you look great. You look great, sweetheart. This felt like an elevated version of you, a Drag Race version of you. Last week, I was worried we were going to have an identity crisis on the runway every week. But it's nice to see that you still have a lane you kind of want to stick to. And I'm here for it.
The walk is great. Bah, bah, bah,
yeah.
Bah,
she was feeling. Bah, she was feeling that look. She felt good.
Yeah. You can
last,
tell.
We have Amy Yonce Chanel. Repping the Dominican in this beautiful deep blue. I love this color on her. My only note is the shoe. There's something about that kind of booty length when she had the skirt hit the knee at a certain point. I just wish we could have had perhaps a stiletto or something that would elongate the leg versus.
Was it like a little witchy shoe? Like a little witchy
shoe? It wasn't
a
witchy shoe. It was one of those more like meshy, sandally styles, but it goes all around, like it covers the whole face of the foot. So from the ankle down, it kind of chops the long, beautiful legs that she has. But overall, otherwise, from the feet up, I loved.
Love it. Yeah, she looked great. She looked beautiful. She's also great really runway. Fun, you know?
Great runway. A little chaotic for me. I gotta warm up to Amy a little bit more, where I'm just like, I feel like I want to figure her out. But yeah, at the moment, I'm like, big fun energy. I'm just waiting for her to have her like...
She's big fun.
Shining moment. I think the acting challenge this week kind of threw me a little bit. She's a bit all over the place.
Yeah. She gives me big, like, maybe if there's like a sewing challenge, she'll really shine. Something about the Ottawa girls gives me like, they'll be able to create something good. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I just have that feeling.
I cannot wait for Kiki Coe's
the winner of the
design
week.
Challenge. Sorry.
Oh, bitch, you have no idea. I know. She's going to just be like, oh, you mean this? I just made this beautiful giant carabana outfit out of just like some feathers I found. I don't know. So the winner this week is Kitten Caboodle, who is rightly deserved. Rightly deserved, right?
That was hers.
It was hers. And then our bottoms are Cece, The Girlfriend Experience, and Luna Dubois.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, Luna's does make sense. I was going to say maybe not Luna, but yeah.
It just kind of happened. And I think in a way what I meant when... I said, jump in there, like give yourself the prompt. That's part of this challenge. Like you have to get in there and do your thing. So I understand why you didn't, but at the same time, it kind of was a bit of a miss for me.
Yeah.
So,
well, even Brooke had said, you're lucky there's only three bottom spots.
Yes. Oh God. Cause it was a bit of a clunker this week. Like everyone kind of like fucked up. It was a hard challenge.
If they would have put Neera, Amy, Denim in the bottom, I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense too. Yeah. Like it was a gamble.
Can we talk about yet another twist of the season? The Golden Beaver?
The Golden Beaver gets introduced, and the Golden Beaver essentially means the twop Quap. The top queen of the week can save one of the bottom three, essentially creating the bottom two who will be lip syncing.
What?
Right? So
this changes everything. This changes
very all-stars. Everything.
Very all-stars energy. I'm like, as I'm watching, I'm like, wait, this literally changes the social dynamics of the entire season. Now you have to be like best friends with everybody. There's way more strategy involved. Production knew what they were doing with this Golden Beaver. I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm excited for it for the backstabbing. I don't want to see it for the, you know, I don't want to see it for the, like, the friendships it's going to create. I want to see it for the friendships it's going to absolutely destroy. Like,
burn to
that's
the ground.
What I want it for. Burn to the ground. You know, like, I want people to have alliances. I want people to be like, we had an alliance. What do you mean you're picking me? Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like,
so this was a good first week with the Golden Beaver. I feel like we were warming up to it. Kitten was doing a respectful job hearing each queen's case in Untucked. Mm-hmm. Man, oh man, don't you just feel for the girlfriend experience? You know, she's going through it. Cece kind of clocks. She's like, well, I didn't do great.
No. Cece gave up.
Yeah, she kind of
said, Cece said, I don't want to take that away from someone. I'm like, bitch, don't say that with a producer in the room.
I know.
You know, like, if they're just be like, no, I want this. I want to be here. I need to be here. You know, you've got to really fight for it.
Yeah. So, she kind of didn't.
Luna did a little bit.
Totally. And she kind of explained perhaps how sometimes it seems like she could be a bit cold. And it's because she's already like processed her trauma. Like, she's already kind of evolved. I've done my crying. I'm not going to cry right now.
I don't need to do any more.
I love
it. She's the most, she deserves riches and mansions.
I want her to have a podcast because I would listen to that voice for hours.
Talk about nothing. I want her to talk about absolutely nothing.
Take over semi-qualified queens.
Hello, it's Luna Dubois. And this week we'll be talking about Gemstone.
But you like, already I know think, that.
But she already know that. Like, it would be perfect. A YouTube series. I just want to hear her talk. I love her talk.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. So the girlfriend experience gets saved, which I feel like, I feel like that was just. Like, she was really pleading her case. She said, I really need to be here. I feel like she's an important character to keep around. She's an important person to have in the show. So I'm happy that she was saved this week. I just hope that next week she can pull it together and really deliver something, because it's not just about runways, right? You've got to be able to create the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Cece and Luna Dubois lip syncing to I'm With You by Avril Lavigne. What did you think?
I was Avril Lavigne. It was good. I mean, it was okay. It's a slow song.
Okay.
So it's hard to like give that the same like pace. And also Luna kind of looked like a cat. So it was giving.
It's hard to deliver a sensitive ballad dressed up as Tony the Tiger. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were barging into my room, making me eat Frosted Flakes, but it was overall good. And I think, Luna won. She won that lip sync.
Yeah, she gave a little bit more. I feel like if you're going to be doing a ballad like that, it's either you've got to go full like emotions with it,
mm-hmm.
or kind of go a little bit more kind of fun camp. And I felt like Cece was sort of hitting that middle ground, when I feel like Luna sort of fell into more of those like kind of cunty, a little bit campy, because she's dressed as a tiger.
Do you know what I just realized?
Hmm.
Did Cece lip sync in her bare feet?
Yeah.
And it was still walking around almost at a pace like you were in a heel. Like, she could have given us lyrical leaps and jumps.
Not lyrical leaps.
She's in her bare feet.
Shut up.
I'm going to grill her on this when we call her in a second, because I need to.
She's going
to
be like, this call is over.
This
bitch.
End call. Cece, I love you, but the ankle down, I'm perplexed. I need to know why.
I need to know, you know?
We got
to
know.
I don't love a flat in drag. I'm not a big fan of a flat in drag. I prefer a heel, a wedge even.
Mm-hmm.
But none at all. Come on. There's got to be a reason. But then Cece obviously gets eliminated. Very sad.
I know.
Very sad. But why don't we talk to her about it?
I think we should talk to her. Ask her about where her shoes were.
All right, we're gonna give Cece a call right now. That's cool. All right. So she is my pork chopped sister. We are hanging out in the lounge. We have non-alcoholic cocktails. We've got snacks, foods, everything. Give it up for Cece Superstar. Hi, Diva.
Hello. Mwah.
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
You know, It's like, I could have been not doing good, but surprisingly, I am.
Surprise,
I love
surprise.
That mindset. I love that mindset. How did it feel to watch the episode last night? What was going through your mind?
It felt good. Like, I was, you know, I'm from Montreal, as you may have known or not. And I was like, I need to do something. So I organized a viewing party in a city that's not even mine, in an episode that I'm going home. So I have the nerve and the audacity, that's for sure. So it was really fun. Like, I was really happy with how it turned out. And everyone was so down. Everyone was like enjoying the episode. So that was
And cute. you had Halal there. So you had another first out sister. How did that feel to have somebody like somebody who kind of got it?
Yeah, but also somebody that has that our values like reach each other. I feel like it's nice to supporting the girls that gets the girls, and like, yeah, absolutely. Another on my pork chop sister.
Pork chopped diva.
Yes.
I love that.
Okay, we have to dive in to the maxi challenge. Your line, yes. That'll do. Did you plan on saying it quite as many times? And will there be That'll Do merch?
I'm wearing the That'll Do merch right now.
Can we show it for the kids?
Oh my God.
All okay, right. I need it.
Fab.
I'm ordering it right now. We're ending this interview. I'm ordering it.
I might have not lasted long, but I had the catchphrase and I have the best merch. So how about that?
But you kept saying it during the maxi. Was this like an improv yes and mindset, Cece? What was going on? Tell me.
It was very improv. Like, we had a limited amount of time to come up with the sketch, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I saw, okay, so the challenge started derailing at some point. You can see, and I'm like, I said my line and I'm looking at my partner and no one was doing anything. And I was like, I need to step in and like, I'm not the best improv, but I was like, you know what? I was in the bottom last week. I need to like act out. I need to be like unhinged, because I'm like, I'm going to be in the bottom anyway, how it's going. So it's either I do something absolutely unhinged or I'm like not doing anything and it's not going anywhere. So I was like, you know, I was just like That'll Doing my way through the challenge.
Well, it's better to do something than nothing, right? Because it's like throwing shit at the wall. We'll see whatever sticks.
Exactly.
Right?
And they didn't put it in, but I was like saying to Kiki, I was like saying her line. And I was like, say that line. Your line.
Oh, you were feeding her line.
Yes.
So do you feel jilted that you were the one that was put in the bottom then?
I literally did a speech about it on the main stage. I was like, I don't understand right now why I'm the one taking the bullet. Considering the whole situation, like everything that they were saying, basically they're like, you didn't say the price and stuff, and I was like, I actually said it, and yesterday you said it, but they didn't put in when they told me that I didn't say it because we had it on tape. So I was like, I don't know, I literally was the one kind of trying to we all tried our best, you know. We were not like, you know how it is. It's like I went in episode one being in the bottom, I'm waking up not a week after for episode two, like the morning after.
Exactly. Like, Cece is unfailing the curtain.
it's another week in the workroom. Like,
I was like, it's another week.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I love that.
Speaking of things being unhinged, please, Cece, tell me why you did not wear shoes on the runway.
I thought you were about to ask me why I flipped the couch. Are we going to start by episode one right now?
No,
know why you flipped the couch. You just kind of leaned on it funny and it fell over. Yeah.
You know, the producer told us before.
To flip the couch?
They were like, if you put your weight on the couch, it's going to flip. And I was like, that's what I should do.
Oh, you said I'm going to make a moment.
Yes.
I want to make a moment. Okay.
The thing that was not planned, though, is my corset was loose. And I was like, I'm suing every designer.
See, my favorite part about that was you when you ran face first into the lamp. That's what I personally loved.
That was
just doof.
Left out, but it happened.
I loved it.
My horns were horning in the lamp. I was like, this is CCV as the lamp moment.
Oh my God. Okay, but we have to dive into episode 2.
I got the runway.
Yes.
The shoes. Where were they?
They were just not there. They didn't need it to be seen. Like, if I didn't told it on the mic, I don't think we would have know it or, like, even seen it, you know? A lot of the girls, like, example, like, Amy, her wig, like, went, like, half of her head, upper head. Venus entrance and fit, like, half of the leg came down. Like, there's a lot of stuff that they will not use to... It's just like how reality TV works, you know? Like, if they wouldn't have said it, and it could have been, like, unknown. So, basically, I had a malfunction with my outfit, and the back of my dress was getting caught in the back of my heels. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I kind of freaked out. And I was like, you know what? It's a mermaid tail. They're never going to know it whatsoever. Let's move on. But then I said it on the mic to Denim, and I feel like they're like, okay, we're going to make a moment about it. So,
okay.
So Brad was like, asked me, were you or were you not wearing shoes? And on the episode, I'm just responding, maybe. But in reality, I said, maybe I was, maybe I wasn't.
I would have lied. I would have been like, yes.
Exactly. But when they asked me, actually, it was when I came back for the lip sync or whatsoever. And I actually borrowed some of my sister that was in my Cove shoes.
Sears. Okay.
Shoe. Okay.
And then Sears shoes.
And then I was like, you know what? I kind of pulled my dress a little upper so it won't like flop around and like get in my heels. And then I did the lip sync with the shoes. So yeah.
So you did lip sync with shoes on?
Yes, I did.
Okay, period. Good. Yeah. Okay, period. Good. Because we were questioning that too. Because when we reviewed the episode, we were like, did she lip sync flat footed? Like at that point, it would be like a lyrical dance.
I just...
did she? Was she? She could have done a high kick. She could have done like a. Yeah. She had flats on.
Yeah.
Okay, so props for putting the shoes on for the lip sync. I appreciate that.
Now, as a first out girly, what's something that you didn't get to like show people? Like there was stuff about me that I just like wish I got to be able to share. Like what's something that you didn't get to share on TV that you really wish people got to see?
It's like in the next episode, actually. I'm so pissed because I'm a recording artist and I have my
everything.
And I write all my own stuff and like co-produce all my own stuff. So it's like, I wish I could have showed that, and that's okay because I have my single That'll Do coming out tomorrow.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed. I was like,
in life, if people doesn't give you the chance to do something, give yourself the chance and do it anyways.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. Especially if you're a first out, you know, you've really got to like take the reins.
I'm going to milk the fuck out of everything.
You got ride those sisters' coattails. That's what I do. 3 years later, and I ride those coattails.
You set the example of a successful pork chop.
Thank you.
You know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to show, like, I left, and my line was, like, something like, what was it? It was like, well, I came, and I think I fucking served, and let's go. Like.
And then you came back and you battled dude.
Oh,
Fine.
My entrance sign. Oh my God. I did like, when I left, I did a fucking speech. I was like feeling cuckoo, but they edited it well. They didn't give me like a crazy edit. It was like,
you came off great.
Mm-hmm.
So I left and I was like, basically Brad told me something like you're a fashion nightmare or something, or that's a designer's fashion nightmare or something. And then I was like, okay. When I left, I was like, well, it's the end of a dream for me, but I'll see you in your nightmares.
Yeah. That's what you said. I love that.
And then I came back and I was like,
that'll do. Okay, so your new single, That'll Do, is coming out. Is it dance music? Is it electronic? Tell us a little bit what we can anticipate.
Dark synth, like, kind of thing.
Dark techno-ish, very industrial with like a metal part in it.
Oh my goodness. Please send it to us and we'll play it. We'll play it on this episode. We'll share it.
Actually, though, if you could send it to us so we could put this on, put it on the episode so everybody could hear it. We would love that.
Yeah. And it is like very campy. It is like a drag song. Like usually I do just like kind of like pop new wave-ish kind of music. And then I was like, this is my opportunity to do like a typical drag, but make it like fun. I don't know. It's
lean into it. It's Juice's favorite. She loves a classic drag song.
Shut up. I hate her songs. But I'll love yours. I have an affinity. We're family now. I love that. So you had tweeted earlier, I thought I ate in the challenge.
Yeah.
How shocking was it to be in the bottom then?
When we were at the viewing party yesterday, and I'm not going to be like, oh, they were all laughing because I was there, because I'm doing it in a city that most of people like kind of know me, but not really.
Right.
It was not like sympathy laughing. Like people were like crying when my part came in, and I knew it would be good TV.
Mm-hmm.
People thought it was hilarious. But the thing is, it's like people cannot appreciate something if it's like, we're not laughing with you, we're kind of laughing at you. Like, but when I do something to be funny, I don't care if you're laughing with me or at me. I just want to make you laugh anyways, you know?
Right.
It's kind of like when the first episode, when I flipped the couch and I was like being like absolutely unhinged, I watched the day before in my room the movie Gia with Angelina Jolie.
Amazing.
And I was just like, I wanted to bring like the super like chaotic model kind of vibe. And I thought, you know, in my mind, that's a lot of people came to me and it was like, this is the only one I remember. Because everyone went, did the twirls, the split, and it was cute, obviously. But I was like, okay, it's been like 10 hours, we're in our shoes and we're going to the next challenge. And like, I'm kind of dying right now. I just need to do something like
fun,
you know? Yeah. Fun and like campy and like, you know, my idols are like Divine and fucking people who, you know, I just wanted to rap for the kooky girl.
Oh my God.
Girl.
You brought it. The other girls were cute, but you were a superstar.
Hey!
Bam, 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 bam.
Let's show the bottom, or should we show the bottom of the outfit?
So, event planning. Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh,
the tattoo. SQ Cuties. We just saw the tramp stamp in real time.
The CC Superstar tramp stamp. I'm obsessed.
They did it in the edit, but they literally were like, you brought CC to the competition, but we don't see a superstar. And then I came back in the workroom and all the girls were like, okay, can I be honest? If someone would say that to me at one of my own parties or in this scene or whatsoever, I would be laughing. I would be like, okay, take a seat in the line, mama.
But
if you tell me that on national television, I was like, I dare you. Like the girls, I was like, so when I came back home, I was just like, you know, I'm going to tattoo like a fucking
superstar
stamp and remember the girls that it's not that serious. And also, you know, one of my favorite movies, Superstar, is like, it's like, yes, exactly.
It's like, my
kind of humor really like translated in a weird way on the show, because I didn't want to show Superstar as like a, I think I'm like so much that girl. I am a superstar. I'm cunty. I'm like sleigh boots. I was like, I want to show people that I'm actually a real person and I have multiple layers and like I'm actually like a relevant, iconic artist. Like, you know,
I'm obsessed.
100%.
Awesome.
We couldn't agree more, CC. I really enjoyed your time on this season, even though it was so cut short. I'm going to be streaming That'll Do on repeat, and I look forward being featured on the remixed track. Both Juice and I were volunteering right now. We will do it.
I love it. Is that Cece? So this has been so fun and so great to get to know you. Is there anything aside from your single, which will be coming out tomorrow? Is there anything that you want to tell the SQ Cuties, tell the audience, like where to follow you if you have anything coming up?
I don't know. Just like, you know how they're always like, don't fuck it up. I have one thing to say, fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
You don't learn in life just like being a perfect little like girl with a stick in her butt saying everything they want you to say or whatsoever. You learn in life. Like, I wrote a quote lately that was like, you didn't lose, basically. Like, what would you say? I'm like,
really good quote. It's a really good one. Yeah, I like that one.
They were saying something, it's in French, but they were saying like,
say it in French.
Like, someone who's not, the real loser is someone who's actually not trying, and the one who's totally not. Like, I don't feel, the whole time I was on the show, I didn't feel like I was the loser. I didn't feel like I lost the competition. Like, I'm not even like that much of a competition girl anyways. Mm-hmm. I literally just went to put my foot in, and I advise everyone to just do it. Even if you think your drag doesn't fit with the format or the mainstream, like, do it for yourself. Even if you go home first or whatsoever, you're going to be able to connect with people who have like the same values or whatever with you. Yeah.
Fabulous. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Cece. We had so much fun getting to know you and getting to pick that superstar brain of yours.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see you on the Pork Chop Season Alliance. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Mwah,
thank you for coming on, Cece. We love you.
That'll do. What a great, she's great, eh? Just like I'm nice, obsessed. Wonderful soul. Like, I really enjoyed talking to her.
Really enjoyed her energy, her outlook on going home first. I just think that's a class act right there. I want to see her expand her event planning, putting on parties. I don't know. Keep your eyes peeled for Cece Superstar.
And I feel like a lot of the love on social media, I feel like she's very much like a person who hires a lot of people and gives people a lot of opportunity, you know?
100%.
So I feel like if she's able to like bring that out and travel that around and make it even bigger than what it is, I feel like she looks like the kind of person who, if you worked for Cece, you'd feel taken care of, you know, you'd feel good. So that's the vibe. No,
totally. She would literally give you the shoes on her feet.
Which weren't there.
You weren't there. I was glad for her to clarify that for the lip sync she did put on a pump. I respect
she
that.
Clarified a lot of stuff, and she was what clarifying. We found out, yes, she was clarifying, and what we found out is that she was not silent, she was silenced.
Yikes.
But that's reality TV for you, right?
It is. But you know who we don't silence is our SQ Cuties.
Yes, our cute SQ
our listeners. We have a question this week from Nora. Should we listen?
Let's give it a listen.
Okay, I'm literally recording this for the fifth time because SpeakPipe messed up twice and then I just said stupid shit the other times. Anyway, hello Juicebox and Cynthia. It's Nora. I just finished listening to the Lucy LaDuca episode. And first of all, I need to say, well, first of all, great episode. Second of all, Juice, I need you to make or have someone make a Timbits gown for you right now. I need to see that. And I also need to see a Tim Hortons runway on Canada's Drag Race Season 5 because, honestly, great idea. I do also actually have a question. And that is, what challenge are you most excited to see on Season 4? Or, like, what challenge do you wish to see on Season 4? You can be like specific or, you know, more loose, if you will. But yeah, just what are you most excited to see this season? And I can't wait to listen to the pod this season because Canada's Drag Race SQQ is the best. Woo! Okay, this is already very long again and I'm gonna get yelled at. Bye. I love you guys.
We love you, Nora. Thank you for calling in, and we'll never yell at you. Thank you
I
for listening.
Never yell at you, Nora. Never.
Love the idea of a Tim Hortons runway. I really think they need to collaborate. That's just like,
it would be genius. Like
the corporate
so
synergy
fun.
We've been dreaming of.
I would love it. I would love it. Like So yes, I'm glad that people enjoy my idea for that. What challenge are you most excited for?
So it's funny, I really love a good acting challenge. I love a good like green screen moment. So this QVC episode kind of was already scratching that itch. I'm really looking forward to the Snatch Game. I like to see what characters queens bring. So it's kind of those acting based challenges, because I feel like, I don't know, it's like with Kit and Caboodle, you kind of got to see into her psyche, like how she finds the world funny. Like, that is a really telling kind of challenge to me. So more of the acting. What say you?
I'm really excited for the design challenges. Because I know there's a lot of very talented, like imagine Kiki Ko in a design challenge. I want to see how her brain works and how she creates. Yes. So I'm really excited for something like that. I've heard rumors about one challenge that I don't want to say anything about that I am just foaming at the mouth for. So there's one challenge, I can't say it, but I'm foaming at the mouth excited for what I've heard.
Okay.
I can't say it.
Oh my god, Juice.
There's one that sounds so cool and so different from anything we've seen on Canada's Drag Race.
Oh my god. Okay, my interest has peaked. This whole season, I feel like season four is all about level up. Updating, elevating, changing the challenges, the Golden Beaver, the Rosebud. Like, production said, we want to switch things up a little bit, and I'm here for it.
I feel like production really just like said they took the old kind of format and they were just like, we're gonna make something new, we're gonna make something people are gonna be excited about, but still keep it in that realm of Drag Race that they are still familiar with and happy with. But I feel like they're leveling everything else up to a point where you're just like super excited. Like, I even the cast is so good, so I just 100%. Love the season so much. It's so far two episodes in, I would say my favorite.
I'm loving it. I'm literally loving it.
I'm loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Is this McDonald's? Because I'm loving it.
Is this McDonald's? Because I'm loving it. But you know what this is? Semi-qualified queens. And if you want to be part of the conversation, you can hit us up on Instagram at semi-qualified queens pod, Twitter at sqqpod, and use the hashtag semi-qualified questions, or email us at semi-qualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. Or
be like Nora, who's super cool and fabulous, and record a voice memo. Be as long as you want. We might trim it if you get wordy, but like, no hate, at www.speakpipe.com/ my goodness, SQQPOD. That's speakpipe.com/SQQPOD.
Thank you guys so much for another week of Semi-Qualified Queens. We are going to be back next week with Season 4, Episode 3, and a very exclusive interview with the Eliminated Queen. We will see you next week. Bye. Mwah. I was late on it.
A little.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Oh, did you hear me fart?
No.